Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has praised Russian President Vladimir Putin for not retaliating for sanctions imposed Thursday by President Obama. The sanctions were for interference by Russian intelligence agencies in November's U.S. national election. John McCain is head of the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee. He spoke with reporters about the most recent U.S. sanctions on Moscow.
A lot more needs to be done. And by the way, I saw where President Putin is not going to retaliate. I think that was a very clever move on his part, but should not change our attitude concerning attacks on the United States of America.
President Obama imposed sanctions, calling his actions a necessary and appropriate response to efforts to harm U.S. interest in violation of established international norms of behavior. Human rights activists say at least one person has died in sniper fire in Syria, where a ceasefire agreement went into effect early Friday. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says most of Syria is calm, but there have been clashes between regime forces and their militia supporters and militant factions in some areas. Iraqis in Mosul faced car bombs and airstrikes on Friday on the second day of a renewed push to retake the city following 2 weeks of relative calm. Multiple car bomb explosions have been reported in parts of the city, but no official figure on casualties has yet been made available. An officer in the Federal Police Force told Reuters news agency that the Iraqi forces had also disabled a number of car bombs. This is VOA News.